Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together, and we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, with the holidays and the Hanukkah season upon us, it's always a good time to check in with the Milky Way Restaurant, which is a kosher dairy restaurant in the Pico Robertson neighborhood of Los Angeles, which is a living tribute to the founder of the restaurant, Lili Spielberg Adler. And it is a pleasure to welcome their consulting executive chef, Phil Castell, back to the show. Chef Phil, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Andy.
Phil, for background, give our listeners a little information about the Milky Way, because it's a very unusual restaurant in that this is one family's tribute to their late mother that really keeps her spirit alive, as well as serves a very important part of the community out there, particularly the kosher community, that in terms of having restaurants with a lot of atmosphere and delicious food, not necessarily.
Well, you know, as you said, I mean, it's a very special restaurant, you know, that was Lili's. Restaurant when she came to Los Angeles, and she opened it with her, you know, late husband, Bernie, as well. And it is a kosher dairy restaurant in the Pico Robertson area. We serve, you know, all types of seasonal fresh fish, and then fresh pastas. And it's just a wonderful restaurant. And, you know, she passed away several years ago, and the family decided to revamp the restaurant and wanted to pay homage to Lili and continue this amazing kosher dairy restaurant, which there aren't that many in Southern California, in that area, and give back to the community. And that's what we've done. You know, we've kept her memory alive, and you can feel her through the entire restaurant. It's magical.
And Phil, we like to do this just to kind of set the stage. When we talk about Lili and talk about the Spielberg family, what Spielberg family is this that we're talking about?
You mean which Spielberg family? I mean, it's the Spielberg family, you know, Lili, and it's Steven, and it's, you know, Nancy and Ann and Sue, and all the kids, you know, are part of the wonderful restaurant.
Of course. Phil, there's a very interesting coincidence right now. If people are interested in finding out more about Lili, they can do it at their favorite neighborhood movie theater right now. Would you briefly just mention the tie-in between the Spielberg family and Lili Spielberg Adler and the Milky Way? Because it's pretty remarkable.
Referencing, and yes, you know, Steven just made a semi-autobiographical film called The Fablemans, and it is about, you know, himself and how he grew up, you know, with his mom and his dad, and he got started in the film industry. And it is really, it's pretty remarkable. You know, even in the restaurant, we have a little area that kind of, we call it the living room, and it is a little kind of a glimpse of where the restaurant started, how many years ago, and how it looks. And there's a film that was actually made there that pays tribute to Lili and all their times from, you know, when they were kids and they were camping. And it just, it pays homage to Lili. And it's really fun. It's really amazing when you see the actual movie itself. It brings me back to the living room. You know, it's just, it's really kind of amazing.
And, you know, we should mention, Phil, along the way that Lili actually was a concert pianist who could have had a career in that area, you know, if she so chose. So really a remarkable Renaissance woman. And again, you can find out more about her in the library at the Milky Way or by seeing the Fablemans. And the Milky Way goes back to 1977. That's when they opened. Now, Phil, it is holiday latke time, and you have finessed the recipe at the Milky Way for latkes, and they are so good and so popular that there's even a way about getting a package of them to go. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your spin on the latke recipe at the Milky Way, what comes with it, and this to-go package, which, you know, is really... it's not your ordinary to-go box, that's for sure.
That's true. That's true. They are very special. Our latkes are amazing. They're really straightforward. They're very simple. They are gluten-free, which is nice. Some people like to put flour in there to firm them up. We do not. So they are naturally gluten-free, which is great. And it's just very simple. Some potato, nice seasoning. They're packaged in packages of a dozen. And what we did is we created this really kind of beautiful little, we call it a tulip box. And it's this little baby blue tulip box that has the Milky Way on it. And you open it up and you've got your dozen latkes in there with a little note from Lily for her reheating instructions. And we also serve it with our house-made apple compote and a little bit of sour cream. And they can be ordered online through the Milky Way directly through DoorDash. We can even have them delivered or you can pick them up. They're fantastic.
And Phil, I can definitely attest to all of that. Also, they reheat well. I had a chance to pick up my latke box a couple days ago, enjoyed a couple that night, but then refrigerated the rest, and they really reheat well. And as you say, they come with a very cute card that has the reheating instructions from Lily, and it all works. And Phil, what I really appreciate is the conventional thing to go with latkes is applesauce. And I'm sure you could do that, but you make the extra effort to do that apple compote, which again just elevates what's a very simple and traditional dish.
Thank you. Yeah, very nice.
Phil, besides Hanukkah, you change the menu periodically at the Milky Way. You add items. You have some new things that have just recently come on the menu. As I'm looking down the list, you got to tell me about the edamame falafel burger, because that sounds like it is worth considering.
It is. It's very good. We wanted to do something a little bit different. Most falafel burgers are definitely made with chickpeas, and we wanted to try something a little bit different. So we did edamame, and the edamame gave it just a really nice, with all the fresh herbs and just nice herbaceous flavor. And they were just, it's baked. So instead of being deep fried like a normal falafel, it's baked, and then it's got a little bit of a pan crisp. So it's really nice. We serve it on top of a sesame seed bun. We've got some homemade tzatziki sauce, a little bit of garlic aioli, lettuce, onion. It's been very popular. That's one of the new seasonal menu items that just started on the menu.
Phil, I promise to give it a try real soon. We love to see salmon on the menu, Phil, but some of the salmon preparations, to be honest, it's kind of boring. You have a new salmon piccata linguine, which sounds like a great way to go with the salmon. Give us a little bit more of the description on that particular dish, if you would.
Sure. Again, being a kosher dairy restaurant, we are... limited on some of the items that we can do, but pasta is one of the great things. Salmon is one of the great things that we can do. So, we like to try to do different plays on the salmon. So with this one, we sliced the salmon into little like piccata pieces and really gave them a nice hard pan sear. So they're nice and crispy on the outside. And then they're served on top of the pasta. The linguine is really a garlic cream sauce. It's got fresh spinach, capers, a little bit of dill, a little lemon juice. So again, very flavorful. And then the salmon piccata is placed on top. So it really eats like a piccata, but you get the flavors of the pasta and the little garlic cream sauce. And it really works nicely.
Phil sounds like a winner. Now, a program that you've done a lot with this year is to periodically have wine pairing dinners with the winemakers present. What are the plans for 2023? Because that's something that's a little unexpected for a kosher dairy restaurant like the Milky Way.
Yeah, it's been really, really successful for us. It's been some of our busier nights. So we will be doing the wine dinners as well for 2023. They'll be coming back. And we'd like to try to get in once per quarter. So we haven't nailed down an exact date for the first wine dinner, but it is coming back. Like you mentioned, the winemakers come, and it's a really, really fun evening. you know.
And what's great is the winemakers go table to table, so there's a lot of interaction, and you know, it's not a huge group, so you can feel comfortable and learn a lot more about wines. Phil, the hours of the Milky Way are a little different than conventional restaurants because, of course, the restaurant observes the Sabbath. As we need to say goodbye, can you just go over the days and hours for the Milky Way? We wouldn't want someone to come there when the doors are closed.
Sure. We are open, actually, Sunday through Thursday. We are closed on Fridays and Saturdays, which is so different for a restaurant. But we are closed Fridays and Saturdays, but we're open Sunday through Thursday. Sunday morning, we open for brunch at 10:30, which we have a great brunch menu that's actually getting ready to be introduced some new items as well. And then we are open every day the rest of the week for lunch and dinner starting at 12 o'clock, and we go until 8 p.m.
And where exactly are you on Pico Boulevard?
We're on the corner of Pico and Doheny.
South side of the street.
That's right.
And plenty of street parking. Phil, as always, enjoy catching up with you. Definitely latke time at the Milky Way. You can either enjoy them in the restaurant or to go in a very special care package of 12. Definitely kind of fun. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we are cruising again aboard the Discovery Princess with food journalist Linda Kassam, the immediate past president of the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.